is Dungeon Radio After Hours.
Hello and welcome, friends, to Dungeon Radio After Hours.
Our brand new non-RPG bonus show where the spells have been cast aside and the dice are tucked away in the crusty sock under my bed. I'm your After Hours host, Andrew Gerline, here with my fellow Dungeon Radio co-hosts, Mike, Alyssa, and Dalton. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys, as if you are sliding into my DMs.
I'm Michael Adair. I'm flat-footed. I think I can digest dairy. I like long walks on the beach. I don't. I'm flat-footed. I don't like walks at all. What else? I'm married, technically. Two dogs. I might be Greek. I don't know. I just have a feeling. There's no evidence, but I might be. Tell me I'm not.
We'll dive into that later.
Go ahead. And this is my wife.
Hello. I am the effervescent, book-loving, can't and won't eat melons.
Won't do it.
Alyssa Adair.
Let's give her some applause. Somebody cue it up electronically.
Cough up.
It's in post.
All right, Dalton.
And I guess that makes me the handsomely charismatic and wildly overconfident Dalton Ruscher Riddle.
Dalton, how does it feel? You didn't have to do anything for this.
I didn't have to do anything. And it's funny, after we came out of the theme song, I was ready to go into my opening line. And then you started speaking. And I was like, oh, that's right.
Dude, I stole your fucking thunder, man.
This is my 2 weeks notice.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Oh.
More like wow. No one's noticed.
I wanted to come on the air and personally tell you guys that I quit. So,
wow.
Interesting.
I appreciate the 2 weeks notice.
You're welcome.
Do you have any recommendations for replacement?
You'll never do better than me.
I have my doubts. I think that we could look around a little bit and we might be able to find better. But listen, we are sad to see you go. We lost a lot of diversity with you. Yeah. We still have Alyssa.
It's true.
Maybe we find a bisexual this time. Upgrade.
I mean,
ooh. How is that an upgrade?
Actually, I'm going to shoot for the stars. Pansexual.
You know what? Don't.
I want all of them.
Don't assume my sexual orientation.
Dalton, you know as well as I do that you faked it with all of those girls in college.
I did.
It's true. Every time I show you a picture of a vagina, you always go, ew, gross. Why do you like that?
You need to stop showing pictures of vaginas when we're trying to like do errands, when we're trying to drive.
I want to see people's opinions about the internet vaginas I peruse.
Stop jumping out of closets just with a picture.
Michael, a time and a place.
Dalton, do you always have to deal with this bullshit when you host?
Every single night.
He's so thankful to
I'm so happy that I am not in charge of the toddlers.
Hey, you get to be the problem.
I'm going to be the problem.
It's
going to
be fun.
Make this a living hell for you.
I love it. I love it because today is Valentine's Day. Well, by the time this comes out, it'll probably be more like the end of the month. But today is literally Valentine's Day. Thank you for spending your night with me, guys.
I know. Why did we agree to this?
My husband is not happy.
Oh no,
he's not.
Really?
He's not pleased.
Is it? Oh, and this is your first Valentine's while you're married.
It's true.
But you guys just took a long gaycation together, so it doesn't matter. You don't need another one.
Did you just say gaycation?
I shortened it from gay vacation to gaycation, because that's what it was. They were gay the entire vacation, so it was a gaycation by definition, Oxford Dictionary. So
I don't.
Obviously, tonight is kind of out. Is anyone doing anything special? Is anyone going out on a date this weekend?
So since I knew I would be doing this, I sent Cody on a scavenger hunt today. So there were 15 clues that I had hidden all throughout the house. It's very Leslie and Ben Parks and Rec-esque. It was very much in that vein of a scavenger hunt. And then at the end of the scavenger hunt was his Valentine's Day gift.
Which was?
It was just me.
He had one of those like whipped cream jock straps like they did in another teen movie with like a maraschino cherry on the head.
Nope.
That's what it was. Bow in his hairy chest.
Definitely not. No, it was a coffee table picture book of all of our wedding pictures.
I like the other one. But that's adorable.
That's really cute. Right? Yeah. Did he say yes?
To the picture book? He did. Yeah.
Did he want it? He said yes
to the picture book.
Oh, guys!
He said no to the marriage, but he said yes to the picture book. Which is kind of weird. That's applause. I thought that was rain.
No, that was applause that you're single again. Our DMs are already clogged. They're about to get real bad.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I wanted to do a toast with you guys before we start the show. Whatever we're drinking tonight, I want everyone to grab your drink, grab a substance.
Oh my gosh.
Get addicted. Uh-oh. Grab your meth vapes. Grab a handful of cocaine.
Calm down.
Yeah. And cheers with us. I wanted to propose a toast to a guy named Ben. Ben is a bear. Did you guys hear about this? Literally a few days ago, a bear named Ben here in St. Louis escaped the zoo for like an hour and a half right before a group of preschoolers were coming to visit.
Okay, way to bury the lead. That raises the stakes.
Yeah.
Remember what that alligator did to that kid at Disney a while back?
Yeah, murdered dragged him into the water and ate him.
Right,
yeah.
And killed him dead. So I would be terrified if I was
Did we ever find that guy? That alligator?
I think
that alligator's out on the loose. We killed the gorilla.
Yeah, we killed Harambe.
Yes.
But this alligator gets to go free.
The alligator gets to go free.
I think the alligator actually went on to have a lucrative film career when he did Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
He did. The alligator, yeah, he has a star in the Walk of Fame now. That alligator, we just celebrate that alligator. But the bears with the preschool kids, imagine being like the teacher that has to lead that trip.
The preschool was supposed to arrive at like 8:30. And they realized the bear was missing at like 8.
Open
it. So there was a very small window where the part-time zookeeper was like, hey, man, will you go check on the bears as part of your routine? He's like, they're always there.
Like, that's what he says. They're always there.
They're always there. I'm going to go get some Dippin' Dots instead.
So I think I read an article about this specific bear earlier today, and then I went down the rabbit hole on the internet like everyone does, and it took me to this 15 facts about zoos that people don't really know. And it was talking about how whenever there is a lethal animal on the loose that has escaped from their enclosure, there's some zoos that they give one command to tell everybody to get inside and that it's not safe to be out. Mm-hmm. They get one chance to listen and to go to the nearest enclosed structure.
Yeah.
And if they don't, the zookeepers are instructed to lock them out and take everybody else inside, and they are on their own.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
The preschoolers in the morning. It's like the Hunger Games. There's a bear on the loose.
You have two minutes to get to safety.
A handful of kids are just wandering around eating like fruit stripe gum. And
if you don't listen to instructions.
And the peacocks that they let free. Yeah. We told you to get inside the enclosure, kids.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
But yeah, I guess apparently it got out. And it was out for like an hour and a half before they were able to tranquilize it. I guess it was like ambling around. Like, you know, in St. Louis Zoo, there's like Forest Park, right?
Yeah.
There's all these wooded areas. I guess it was just ambling around the woods and they couldn't get a clear shot.
You know what? Good for Ben the bear.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Honestly, I mean, I would want freedom too. Who wants to be in a fucking cage, dude? When the woods are right there, no. Dude, I would make a jailbreak.
Speaking of bears, is anyone excited for Cocaine Bear? That crazy movie. The poster says based on a true story.
There's no fucking way.
That's very so. What, the truth was there was once a bear and cocaine that existed at the same time. That's the true story.
That's it.
Everything else is fiction.
I think that remains to be true today. Yeah, absolutely.
There
are bears. There is cocaine.
Yeah. Both of those sentences are factual.
I mean, dude, Elizabeth Banks used to make decent movies. Pitch Perfect
Pitch
series.
Perfect.
I love the Pitch Perfect series, right?
Yeah.
Then she started going fucking downhill. Hosting game shows. There was that, oh my God, what was it? The reboot of that 70s.
Charlie's Angels.
She had the reboot of Charlie's Angels that failed. And then she blamed everybody.
Let me clarify something. Are you trying to tell me that the movie directed by the Elizabeth Banks called Cocaine Bear isn't going to be
cinema perfection?
Is that
what
you're trying to tell me?
That's what I'm getting at. That's the point that I was ramping up to. Honestly, but I wanted it to be good. You see a movie and it's called Cocaine Bear. You want it to be kind of fun, right?
And I love a movie that the title says exactly what
exactly
it is.
Exactly what the fuck
you know
is.
What I mean?
100.
Hobo
no
with a shotgun. Snakes on a plane.
Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
Obviously, someone at Shawshank gets redeemed.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm just ready for the inevitable spin-off franchise of, like, Heroin Moose.
And... Dude, I don't Sign care how bad up. It is, I would go see Heroin Moose over this. Just Wee a sleepy weasel. Moose in the Canadian wild begging for quarters.
All right, question for you guys.
I would totally go
if you had to have, like, a battle animal... And you had to give it drugs. What animal would you pick and what drugs would you
Well,
give?
The drugs have to be something that, like, really makes you aggressive. So it would
has
be,
to be meth. Or, it would be or meth. Like, bath salts. Right?
Yeah, which is just meth. Nah. That's what bath
okay.
salts are.
I'm,
sure.
giving, I'm giving speed to a gorilla.
I would give, like, a wombat ayahuasca. And I would
just,
see...
You would just vibe with him.
Somehow.
It just, like, clings on your face and, like, burrows into your soul.
Somehow that makes sense. Like, somehow those two things just... Yeah, that's a natural combination.
I want to see what he comes up with, like, because those are therapy drugs now.
Sitar music's playing.
Right. We're and just vibing out.
Therapy
I do too. Ayahuasca, too, and then we just figure our childhoods out together.
You and this wombat.
You and the wombat.
Yeah, me and the wombat. We're chilling in the Australian outback doing ayahuasca, bro.
I would do something like I'd give, like, just anabolic steroids to, like, a donkey. You know what I mean? Donkeys? You know why you see donkeys at farms? Dalton probably knows this answer. Because they'll fucking kick a cougar in the skull and kill it with one kick. Donkeys are there for protection of the other livestock. Did you know that? Donkeys are aggressive as fuck.
Well, they're beasts of burden. And horses can be equally aggressive, I assume.
That's true, but donkeys can kick forward, side, and back.
Andrew, serious question. Why do you have so much donkey knowledge?
Okay, I have donkey knowledge because Laura's parents live in the boonies. And we takes like an hour to get there, and there's all these little farms, and there's all these donkeys. And finally, one day, I was like, what the fuck is the point of a donkey? Yeah, they pull things sometimes, like in the Grand Canyon, you take a burrow down. Why do all farms have donkeys? It's because they're protection animals. They will fuck up coyotes. They will fuck up cougars and mountain lions and foxes and shit. They're there to fuck shit up, man.
So everybody at home can get rid of their ADT, their Brink security, and just
one singular donkey.
Surround your home with donkeys.
With beefed up donkeys. Right.
Would you break into a home that just had an unbroken chain of donkeys on the perimeter?
I
gotta tell you, it's a deterrent. I can tell you that. It's definitely a deterrent.
I don't have that much money, so I would get rid of my Ring doorbell. Mm-hmm. I would put two donkeys out front, and I would give them, like, rear view mirrors so they could see what's going on behind them. You know, because they only got that side view. But if they could see what's behind them, I think two donkeys can do the fucking job.
Yeah.
They'll take people
enough.
The fuck out. Yeah, man. Absolutely.
If we're doing toasts, we've toast to bears and drugs. I want to propose a toast to our daddy, Pedro Pascal.
Long may he
reign.
Oh,
my God.
Long may his
reign. He's having a moment on the internet. And can I say, I don't want to be that guy, but I like Pedro Pascal before all of this bullshit. Okay?
I know. He finally got to show his face in a role, and now everyone's going crazy for him on TikTok. And I'm here for it.
I didn't know. I never saw him before Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I liked him in Game of Thrones.
And then, I mean, let's see what
else. He's on an episode of Buffy.
I was going. Wasn't he on Buffy?
I did see that episode of Buffy Million. I mean, I've seen Buffy like five times.
Right. I didn't even
through.
Recognize it as him.
He looks a lot.
He's
different.
So young.
Yeah, he's so young.
Yeah, he's so young.
But my favorite part about him is he just seems like a silly, goofy dude. Anytime I watch interviews, and I think that just aids in it. I watched the interview where they like strap him to a lie detector. You know how they do that with celebrities, and a lot of celebrities take it so seriously, like they're really trying to like be honest and like do the lie detector. And he's just sitting there with the dumbest grin on his face, and he's just fun. Yeah, and he's just being asked like, "Do you think that you're like the sexiest man alive?" And he's like, "No." And they're like, "That was a lie." And then his little smirk, he's like, "Yeah."
He knows what he's got.
Yeah,
And he's so incredibly genuine that it just like.
That devil. Makes
it.
Has anyone seen Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent with Nicolas Cage?
I mean, of course.
Oh, and
he's my
brilliant.
God. He's hilarious. Great. Like, Pedro Pascal is hilarious.
He's really funny. Also, Prospect. It was an indie sci-fi movie, and he's in a lot of it. Like, he's kind of the villain in it, but he's a very likable villain. And it's really fucking good.
Mike's just trying to show off his film knowledge. He's like
I'm not
a little
trying to
IMDb.
Show off my film knowledge. I Listen, dude, I just am a lover of film. Yeah. I'm a cinephile. I'm a purveyor of the arts. That's
what other kind of files are you?
There's a couple others. I can't talk about them all. My lawyers advise
one,
me.
But there's one. There's one that you you have to say.
Well, right. He doesn't have to say it because we're too close to a school.
I just have to stay here, and I don't have to say anything.
On this loving day, do you guys have a horrible breakup, or what is your worst experience with rejection?
Well, fun fact, Mike and I technically started as a rejection because on like the first week of college, I asked him out and he said no.
Ooh.
And it wasn't until junior year we finally got together. And when then by sophomore year, he finally realized how wrong he was. Had a crush on me, but I rightfully was like, I'm not giving you another chance. You said no to me. So it took me a while to get around to it. But by junior year, we were finally dating. So yeah. Wow. So we came from rejection. But the thing that actually comes to mind is such an embarrassing story. So high school me, not a lot of dating experience. I have this big crush on this dude at my church. And we're hanging out. Like, I am literally like saying, yes, I want to hang out any chance we get. And he breaks up with his girlfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, here's my in. This is my moment.
This is my in.
Yeah. This is, and again, this is not like right around. Like, this is weeks after he's broken up with the girl, right? So, respectable amount of time.
I'm like, Alyssa was ready to be a rebound.
Oh, immediately. Yes, I was ready. But so weeks later, he's like, do you want to go hang out at the park like Saturday and then go to dinner? And I'm like, oh my God, like this is, he's asking me out on a date. So I meet him at the park and we're like, no one's there, you know? And so we're just kind of like sitting on the playground and like swinging on the swings, like doing that, kind of just chatting around. Within 5 minutes, he is bawling his eyes out, telling me about his ex and about how desperately he wants her back. And and he just gives, like, just lays this all on me. He cries for like 20 to 30 minutes, like really going hard. And then by the end, he's just like, I'm so glad that I have a friend to go to about this. My heart is just breaking. And I'm like, okay.
No.
And then he's like, but I guess if you want, we can still go to dinner. Like, I'm sorry I ruined the mood. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. And I'm like,
there was a mood.
And exactly. And I was like, I don't know what to think of what mood.
Still
want to
like make out.
He knew what he was doing.
At least I had a shred of dignity because I was like, maybe we should go our respective ways. Maybe you need some time to process this. I'm just gonna go home and not go to dinner. So super embarrassing. Was so ready for this to be like my first date.
That was brutal. Does anyone else have any horrible rejection or breakup stories? If not, I've got a pretty bad one.
Oh, tell us. I can't be the only one.
I've got a rejection story, and I was the one doing the rejection.
Oh,
and this one I feel so bad about because it was in front of people.
Oh, no.
I feel bad. And I don't know if this girl is even aware of this podcast. I'm not going to say her name. This is in high school. I did theater, and this one girl, there was like the Sadie Hawkins dance, so girls ask guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of a rehearsal, and I had been in plays with this girl throughout all of high school. And one day after rehearsal, everyone's still there. She's on stage and she goes, Andrew. And everyone head snaps to the stage. She goes, will you go to homecoming with me? Or whatever the fucking dance was. And I just froze up. I didn't have a date, but I wanted to ask this girl, but I was in the spotlight. I didn't know what to say. So I just said in front of everyone, can we talk about this later?
Oh, no. That's
Andrew.
A no.
What I did next was I feel so bad about. I went up to her after it was really awkward. Everyone's leaving. And I told her that I couldn't go with her because one of my other friends was going to ask her to the dance and I didn't
to take that away
from him.
Wow.
I got so lucky because like a week later, some guy who we both knew mutually did ask her to the dance and then they actually dated for a while.
So you were doing her a favor.
So you were
I got
like,
so lucky.
Yeah, you got so lucky. You could have crushed this girl even more. Like that would have been so obvious.
No one else
nobody asked her out.
I risked it, dude. I risked it, and
Oh my god.
You were so lucky that it was
you would have destroyed her, man.
But you inadvertently set her up for a future boyfriend.
Yeah, that I guess that's good. He had no part in that. That was just the universe.
And then he knocked her up and then he left her and she got addicted to drugs and they're living under an overpass.
I don't think any of that.
I really did a number on this.
I don't think any of that happened. I don't believe
it. She was a nice girl. It was in front of people and I didn't want to be a dick.
Yeah, you got all nervous.
We've all done horrible things.
No.
Mike?
I have a story where I was rejected.
I'm sure you have a lot. Go ahead with one, though.
I do. I have a lot. There are stories where I get rejected. Sometimes I reject myself, and everybody's totally cool with being in a relationship, and I just puss out. So that's fun,
it's okay,
too.
We reject you, too, buddy.
I know you do. Yeah, but more often than not, I'm rejected. So it was high school, and it was Valentine's Day, and I had this friend, and her name's Megan. There's lots of Megans. She's still anonymous. And she was this beautiful girl, tall, blonde, and she was in the theater kind of group with me. Like, we did plays together. We had known each other a couple of years by this point. We were friends. Like, we would sit together at lunch. I knew she had broken up with her boyfriend like a while back that she had for a couple of years, and it was Valentine's Day. So my cousin took me to the store and I got a bag with a heart on it, and I got all of these things in like the Valentine's Day aisle, chocolates, like the heart shaped box of chocolates, a Valentine's Day card. Little statues of angels with hearts. I don't know why I did that. I just loaded it up with shit. And my cousin was such a bad influence. She was like a 30-year-old woman who never really had a lasting relationship herself. But she'd be like, this is cute. Give that to your little girlfriend, right? Yeah. Bad advice. But anyway, I walk up to her after school. We have these outside lunch tables right by where the bus picks us up to go home. We were kind of chilling there, and I just took this bag out of my backpack, apropos of nothing, like we were in the middle of a different conversation, and then she was like, oh, what's this? And I hand it to her, and I'm like, silent. I'm just completely frozen.
You just gave her things.
I just gave her a thing. Also, the angels were broken, because I put my backpack like in my locker, and it immediately like fell off the hook. And these shitty ceramic angels that were a dollar, like, the heads broke off and stuff. So I gave her, like, headless angels in a bag. And I silently...
Oh, shit.
My hands were all sweaty. I just choked up. My mouth was all dry. I handed it to her, and then I just walked away. And here's the thing. We never talked again. I was too nervous. I was like... I know I'm rejected. I'm just going to go away. We're just not friends anymore.
You just said that to her. You just gave her handless angels.
I gave her a bag full
rejected.
Of handless
I'm
angels.
Sorry.
There wasn't even an official rejection, I guess. But yeah, that was the story of me and Megan. And this girl went on to become a model.
Of course she did.
Oh, yeah, she was so... cool and beautiful, and she has a family now.
Yeah, she models for Headless Angel magazine. I've seen
that. Yeah, she
did. Oh, God.
I set up her entire future that day.
Since today is Valentine's Day, on the theme of love, I just wanted to take a moment, since we are all married in this podcast now.
We are.
And Mike and Alyssa, I know you guys are married, but if you could just keep the marital disputes to a minimum... I think our listeners would appreciate it.
No promises.
I mean, we'll do our best.
Or get into it. Get really into it. That's what I really want.
We're going to air it all out like Mars.
Please, please do.
What is something that your spouse does that annoys you the most?
She loves too hard.
Yeah.
She's a perfectionist. So that affects a lot of things. What else?
This seems more like a job interview.
No.
Where
it really
your
does.
Weaknesses are actually strengths.
She's a few minutes late, but it's usually because she's helping somebody else out at work.
Yeah.
Mike, this is a safe space. If
she
you want
contributes
to
too
up...
much to a Roth IRA, how about that? Huh? Too much. Get a tax penalty at the end of the year if you do stuff
I
like that.
I listen too long to customers.
Okay, Mike's going to sugarcoat this. Alyssa, what annoys you about Mike the most?
Just take
my
the
God,
gloves off. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's snoring.
I mean, look at that nose.
That is.
You just know that
so
he snores.
I can attest to that also.
It's a disability. for one. It kills millions.
There's a dog
a year
for that.
I mean, maybe.
A snoring dog.
But you really can't make fun of that because that's health related. Uh-huh. And it's a disability.
I snore too. I'm a fellow snorer.
I also snore.
Disability right there. He's a disability too. Ugh.
Alyssa, you're talking to a room full of snorers.
Tread snore. Carefully. And if you listen right now in the episode, I've inserted some audio of you snoring.
I'm sure.
Let's go ahead.
I am confident that my snoring is nothing compared to your snoring, just because I physically cannot sleep.
I believe that.
You're snoring.
I can tell by looking at both of you that Mike is the problem.
Oh, 100%.
Anything sleep-related, Mike is the problem.
Anything life-related, Mike is the problem.
I have to keep like earplugs next to my bed, because if I wake up in the middle of the night, I will not be able to go to sleep because his snoring is too loud. So
do you think that's because of my snoring, or it's because of the sins you've committed through your life? And now you can't sleep.
This is just a curse that's been put on me from my previous sins.
Right. Yeah. Your nose is fucked up too, though.
How?
Tell us about her nose.
She has these long, thin nostrils. Long and thin. And they don't like air to get up there. And that's why you snore, because your nostrils are fucked. Also, her eyes are fucked. She can't see worth shit. That's why she has glasses.
This is what annoys you the most, is that your wife has eyesight issues and small nostrils?
I guess it doesn't annoy me the most, but, I'm just clapping. I'm clapping back! Because you've made fun of me.
He's just trying to brag because he still doesn't need glasses.
No glasses, babe. Also, I can still technically breathe. Haven't died yet.
But you know what? Enough about snoring. You two, without your spouses present, tell us what you hate about them.
Yeah, Dalton, go ahead and, with Cody not here to defend himself, go ahead and drag him through the mud.
Let's hear what you got.
Here's the thing, though. I'm having a very hard time coming up with something that annoys me about my husband.
It's all boo, Dalton. Boo.
He's in the honeymoon phase.
No,
it's
100%. We are still very much in the honeymoon phase. There is nothing that sticks out at me as being like, oh my God, stop doing that or I'm going to wring your neck. Like, there's none of that yet.
Well, my wife stomps around the house like she's 600 pounds. Yeah. She comes in hot.
Yeah, and Laura is 97 pounds. So it doesn't make sense.
The furthest thing from 600.
She comes in hot, and she will, slam cabinets and, just break things in the morning. I'll just hear shit. Something shatters every morning.
Right.
And I'm used to it at this
point. Honestly, it sounds kind of therapeutic, she's just getting all her anger out before school, so she doesn't take it out on the kids.
I don't know if she's angry. It just sounds like she's just clumsy and awkward and doesn't know how loud she's.
Clumsy and loud.
Yeah. She's like a baby. Yeah, she's like a baby deer. She's very clumsy. My balls probably don't work anymore.
Right.
Because she.
That seems unrelated.
Because she.
That seems unrelated.
I don't think.
Hang with me there. My balls don't work because she's clumsy.
It feels like we're shifting to a different conversation.
I don't think so.
But looking at you, I agree. They probably don't work anymore.
Okay. To be fair, we've talked about annoyances. Mm-hmm. What's something that, and Dalton, you'll probably be able to actually answer this. What is something your partner does that you actually appreciate the most?
Am I going first?
Yeah,
you're going first.
It's funny because we actually just talked about this a couple days ago. Cody and I, not us here on the show. How he creates a safe space for me to be authentically me at all times. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a little weird. And that usually doesn't go over super well with people that aren't like-minded, such as theater kids or extroverts or, but he's never made me feel like I have to tone anything down, which I appreciate.
And he accepts the fact that you're gay,
which is great. That's a big one.
It's fantastic.
That's a big one.
That's support and love there.
In fact, that's like the cornerstone of our relationship is the fact that he accepts me.
I think going to college with such an open-minded, supportive group of people, we got to know each other on such an intimate level. It allows all of us to be weird. And I think normies, right? Like non-creative folks. I think even normies are weird too. They just don't have the opportunities to show off their weird like performers do.
No, right? I mean, we're tribal creatures, right?
Yeah.
That's what we are. And we're in constant search of our tribe. That's why like fucking Harry Potter and the Hunger Games worked, right? Because we were able to classify people into different groups. I'm a Hufflepuff, and that makes me special because of these characteristics. Mm-hmm. It's the same reason why the Zodiac is popular, right? But that also works against us because we also have things like, God, this isn't funny anymore. This is just us talking
no,
about
this is how... what we want. We'll go in and out of it.
But,
no,
you know, the personality test, INFW, blah, 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 right? Myers-Briggs, right?
Oh, yeah, I fucking
but,
love
you know,
that.
The Myers-Briggs wasn't invented by a scientist. It was just invented by a lady and her daughter to figure out why her son-in-law, who was married to, like, another daughter, didn't fit in with their family. There's
oh my
no
God.
Scientific basis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the in-law?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've been married in the family for 13 years. All of a sudden, one Christmas... mother-in-law and sister-in-law sit you down and they say, hey.
Just with a bunch of papers.
Yeah, a bunch, there's like a lawyer sitting there.
Hey, can you bubble in the Scantron really quick? No reason.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out why you're so fucking weird.
Yeah. We've done numerous studies that prove you just don't fit with
you
us.
You just don't fit in. Why?
But we're all fucking weird. Even the normies are weird. They just don't want to show it, right?
Right.
Like, that's a thing. We're all weird in our own fucking ways.
Do you think, like, the president or whatever of, like, Saudi Arabia is weird and, like, farts on his, like, servants and, like, runs away and then, like, he... Do you think people are, like... Does Putin have,
a
joke he
does?
Do you know
something we don't, Andrew?
I don't know. Also, so I'm pretty sure Saudi Arabia doesn't have a president.
No,
and that's why the guy's so weird.
Like
he's like, I'm
something.
The president of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
like,
it's definitely a prince.
Here.
And he is weird. Because he has more money than anybody else on the planet. So he's definitely like pissing in tigers' mouths and shit all the time. Like,
and that's weird. And I hope he has someone who accepts that.
Of course. I hope so, too.
Cody makes you feel safe. I feel the same about Laura. Laura, you know, allows me to be fully authentically myself more so than anyone throughout my life. And so, I definitely get feeling safe and relaxed and open to be yourself around a person. And those are the people you got to marry.
For sure.
Absolutely.
100%.
And if I can be sincere for a moment, I think that's why our friend group is so great. It's because we all are fucking weird. And could easily be rejects and people in the fringe of society. Some of us even homeless, possibly. But here we are, standing as
Who
a group.
Who are you thinking of? There's only four people.
Myself.
Himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's thinking of himself.
Don't
call it what it is.
Dalton isn't smiling. He's just nodding like, no, this is it. But, like, we're all weird, and we all love each other, and we all accept each other just how we are. Like, I wouldn't have you guys any other way.
Yeah.
I want you guys just this weird and just this insane and just this.
I love you.
I love you, too.
It just makes life
love,
more
I
fun.
I love you, too, dude.
I love you guys.
I really do.
And I love you, Dalton. Dalton is like waxing his mustache and thinking about ways to like murder people right
he's
now.
He's lifting a dumbbell. His left arm's going. He's not. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I stopped listening probably 90 seconds
Dalton's
ago.
Dalton's tuned us out.
He heard sincere time and he's like, nope.
He's doing something called ab kegels, which I don't know if they work, but he's doing them.
Alyssa, serious pies.
Oh, serious
what is
pies?
The thing about Mike you appreciate the most?
He's very thoughtful. Like, something I so appreciate is how he will notice when I'm stressing out or when I'm kind of getting upset or getting overwhelmed. I've been recently having issues with, like, anxiety and whatnot. And he'll just, you know, I'll be working and he'll just see that. And without asking, without a word, he'll just grab my water bottle, go and refill it for me, you know? But just, like, something that small, this tiny gesture, like, just means so much.
Like, or, he's taking care of your basic needs.
Exactly.
Or, like, changing the water like you would for a pet.
I will say, it's not a normal water bottle. It's, like, a human-sized hamster one. It's attached to the wall.
I was going to say, it's got the little ball in it.
It has wall anchors. The little ball is about the size of a medicine ball. Alyssa puts her entire face.
Is that a salt lick behind you hanging from the ceiling?
I love a good salt lick.
It all makes sense now. It all makes sense.
But not just,
it's entirely
but not just that. But just, yeah, but any basic needs, any little things, he'll just come and get them done for me.
Mike, he's very, very thoughtful. Yeah. He's a great gift giver.
Yes.
Just a couple days ago, and I talked about this on the episode we just recorded the other day. Mike sent me Mormons for my birthday, and he knew... That's what I wanted for years.
Exactly. You love a good Mormon.
I love a pair of 20-year-old elders coming to my house at 9 in the morning.
I thought to myself, what does Andrew have? Because this is
Mormons.
A guy. What do you get for a guy that has everything?
Mormons, apparently.
I didn't have Mormons.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a house. He's right. got a nice wife.
Wife,
he's
got dog. A dog.
I've got Jehovah's Witnesses.
He's got so many. Yeah.
Right, he has
Yeah,
those.
You got Mike, so.
Chained up in the basement, and they're nearly dead. So I was like, let's get a couple more in there. And they're kind of the same, you know? I appreciate Alyssa. I appreciate how kind she is to everybody. And it reminds me to be kind to people, even though I lose patience with them. Alyssa is very sweet. She sees everybody else kind of as sheep, and I see them as wolves. I'm like, I don't trust people very well. But she treats everybody the same. She's so giving with her time and attention and love. And I love that about her. And I love how much of a positive, bright energy she is. 'Cause when I'm like feeling down, it always brings me back up.
Oh, that's when you get the aw button.
Yeah, we'll get
the
nobody knew what to say. I think it was too sincere.
I was waiting for like you to give a little punch.
To twist it around.
Yeah, to like burp yeah. or something.
I don't have anything.
No, he's keeping it serious.
Somebody else
eyes.
Make a joke to make it like funny.
All right, well, I'll talk about my wife, I
Go
guess.
Ahead.
I will I say guess. Laura is the hardest worker I've ever known.
Oh my God, yes.
She works her ass off. I don't know how she does it. She is a full-time elementary school teacher. She is getting her master's at nights, doing all this stuff. She just seems to have more time in her day. And everyone else, she always makes sure I'm taken care of. And I just really look up to and admire her work ethic. Because I'm lazy as shit, dude. And I like
Laura is a top-tier person. She's just amazing. She makes all the time for others. And I love
she
that.
She does.
Laura gave me a kidney in 2013. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate it. I've ruined it.
You ruined it?
I did. I destroyed it with drugs.
Oh, yeah. What's your drug again?
I killed it with drugs.
Your drug of choice?
Meth.
Nice.
But also cocaine. But also
You're just
heroin.
Naming the drugs. You do them all.
Just anything he can think of, he's just going to name.
Yeah.
I call it a fat ball because I put all of that in like a double cheeseburger and I eat it.
That tracks.
You know, I feel like I'm wasting my breath, though, talking about my wife. She's not even here. What's the point of complimenting her if she's not here, right?
She needs to be a person to hear all yeah. these
Same with Cody and Dalton. Dalton just said so many horrible things about Cody. I feel like it's not fair.
Yeah.
Mike and Alyssa, you guys got to hash out your marriage live on the show.
That's true.
Dalton and I should have to answer for the things we said.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, this is your buddy Mike.
And Alyssa.
And we want to take a moment to thank you for listening.
Yes, we genuinely love making this show for you guys. So if you've enjoyed the ride so far, please rate and review on Spotify or Apple. It takes just a minute, and it's the best way to give back to the show. Also, subscribe so you never miss out on a moment of Mike's dumb antics.
Hey, you. No, it really does help the podcast out more than you know. We want to continue making things for you guys, and the best way to do that is to reach as many people as possible. So share us on your socials and spread the message of Dungeon Radio Hour far and wide.
Yes, treat us like leaders of your favorite new cult. Recommend us to your favorite subreddits, TikTok, or whatever secret corner of the internet you frequent to talk to other nerds about comedy and nerd stuff.
Do this, and we guarantee you a place as our right hand in the next plane of existence.
Okay, settle down, Mike.
Oh, also subscribe to our Patreon?
Oh, yeah. We will be posting exclusive bloopers, deleted scenes, and even bonus episodes from some really cool TTRPGs, like Babes in the Woods. There's tons of content to explore. Thanks for listening again. And now, back to the show.
Bye for now, kids.
Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Mike and Alyssa, you guys got to hash out your marriage live on the show.
That's true.
Dalton and I should have to answer for the things we said. So let's bring our very special guests, Dalton's real life and equally chiseled husband, Cody, and my totally real, she just goes to another school girlfriend, my wife, Laura.
Yay!
Clap, 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 clap.
This is your walkout okay.
Marriage. These are the people we fuck occasionally. Yes.
Occasionally.
Our patrol.
All right. Welcome, Cody and Laura. Welcome to Dungeon Radio After Hours.
Hello.
Woo!
Happy to be here, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, give us your name, and give us just a little, like a one sentence or a couple bullet points. If you were on a trading card, what would it say?
Uh-huh. Trying to turn us into Pokemon?
Yes.
I don't know anything about my stats. I'm Laura. I'm Andrews.
What's your legal last name?
No.
Oh my god!
I can't. It's
say
just
it out
your
loud.
Subject. change my last name under duress. It's
fine. Andrew had a gun to her head.
Oh my god! No, it's fine. I'm Laura. I'm a teacher. I rascal the children.
Rascal them.
She puts them on rascal scooters, and she gets them. Most children are diabetic now, so they have gout and they have ailments.
Yeah. I'm just trying to combine two different words.
She teaches the words to children.
I wanted to like wrangle rascal. The rascals.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better than we can use.
Can
we start over?
No, that's who you are.
I don't know how this
works. No, we're leaving this exactly as is, and that's my wife, and I love
she's
her very much.
She's molding the minds of American youth, and mm-hmm. her name. Laura.
That's
keep
all
going.
I need. No. That's the joke.
Yeah. All right. And Cody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Cody.
Hi.
My name is Cody Ruchert Riddle. I think I'm married to 3 out of 5 yes. people on this call. Wait, there's 6 of us. 3 out of 6 people on this call. Andrew, you look so
Wait,
confused.
What?
Remember there was the one episode of the show
Oh
where
my god.
True fans will remember that himself. Our names were also Richard.
That's right. That's Andrew right. didn't want to be in on the joke. So you're not part
so
of this.
So he has 4 spouses. He's neglecting a lot of them sexually and financially.
to this show.
But we do love him.
Cody, what do you do for a living?
I'm everyone's least favorite person. I work in human resources.
That's okay. That's okay. We need a human resources person. Mike has actually showed me his penis a lot while we're recording. He'll show me his nipples, his penis, his taint. And I feel like, I don't know, it's not unwanted.
Yeah, so that's not sexual okay. harassment.
You so if I came to you, Cody, with this complaint, what would be something like, how would we resolve it?
Well, to be honest, most companies don't formally institute an HR position or HR policies until there are at least 50 people working for the company. So how about you guys come back to me in like 6 months when the podcast is blown
wow.
up?
So this wow. is the Wild West right now. Is
I can
say.
Show you my pee hole whenever, and it's legal.
Yeah,
Cody
I can't
said.
Do anything about it.
You can't do you have to look.
My advice is that you look at it and you swallow.
Wow.
Damn right, Cody. Damn right.
HR approved.
Because it is a
and
nice
this is coming from the, this is coming from the HR rep of the show.
Oh, welcome
so.
To the show, Cody. Well, okay, Cody and Laura, at the beginning, before you guys came here, we asked a few questions of myself and Dalton. I will say you guys got like torn apart a little bit. A lot of, like, when you listen to this, you guys are going to be really angry. So, keeping that in mind, I wanted to ask you guys the same questions. Cody,
oh boy.
What is something Dalton does that just gets under your skin?
Mm.
And keep in mind, he was ruthless.
Brutal.
I wasn't.
He was.
I wasn't.
He said you were loud. He said that you don't fuck no good. And that wasn't even a good sentence, but he said it. I think he's drunk. He said you could add on mass. I think your body's fine. Twitter thinks so. Gay Twitter.
Wow.
What else? what else? There's a lot. I don't want to get into it, Cody. No, rip him apart, though. We all know the things. He changes his hair and his beard too much. He's not emotionally available. Keep going.
Mike, I asked Cody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just helping Cody.
You
Cody
have to
looked...
be friends with him after this.
This has just turned into the roast of Dalton.
Yeah, he's just so anxious to read Dalton.
I guess so.
I'm just helping Cody. He looked lost.
Something about Dalton that grinds my gears, that just drives me up a wall and that I can't stand, is that when he clips his toenails, he eats them.
No, he does
not.
That's not true. That's not true.
It's okay. We all do it.
Wait, okay.
He keeps a red Solo cup on top of the toilet and he collects them in there. He won't eat them all at once. He saves them for a rainy day when he doesn't have any toenails to clip.
He has a toenail collection? Now, to Cody, follow-up question. Does he ever just go up to the cup and smell it? Because he's like, I don't want a toenail today, but I, you know, I want a whisper.
I have not caught him smelling it, but let me tell you, nothing makes him more upset than when the dog gets in the bathroom and knocks that cup over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's trying to age them properly.
I gotta play. Sure. I like to play devil's advocate.
Oh,
so, if this were a court case, I would say, okay, to be fair, the solo cup to collect, I get. Knocking them over, mm-hmm. I would be mad. There's fucking toenails everywhere. Is there evidence that Dalton, yeah. Roosh, or Riddle has ingested toenails? Or is it all speculation?
I say, look at his shit.
Yeah, I'm with Mike. I think you would need to collect a fecal specimen.
Dalton, yeah. Are you willing to submit?
Yes.
Under penalty of law.
I am under oath. Under penalty of law, under threat of perjury, all of the things to be under. Yes,
you would take a stool test.
Don't just
okay. With that said, I feel like Dalton probably doesn't eat them, but he wants to have the option to eat them.
I like to know that they're there.
Yeah,
they're like it's like a security cup of toenails.
Right.
Like
right.
Some people have like security blankets.
We're getting really NCIS. You never know.
We're like an egg shortage. There could be a toenail shortage.
There really could.
I really didn't think I was going to be fact checked on the Newlywed Show.
I thought I could just slander my husband.
I thought that was legal too. But again, we don't have HR, so anything goes.
No, that's true. Fair.
What is?
All right, Laura, get your mouth up here.
Okay.
I want you to tell the audience what pisses you off about me.
And
I want you to let loose and just know that our marriage will be fine after this, probably.
Wow, maybe. Well, first I say, how long you got? Got a list here we can...
Oh!
Tear him to shreds, Laura.
Sound effect.
You should have heard the slurs he called you. Some of them didn't even make sense.
I believe it. The thing that annoys me about Andrew the most is that he won't fucking eat vegetables.
Hey, fucking eat a vegetable, dude. Hey, Andrew.
Like, he has the palate of a 5-year-old. I always say when I go grocery shopping, I'll look in the cart and I'm like, people think I fucking got kids. That is freaking Uncrustables.
Yeah, you got the chicky nuggies.
We don't have fruit snacks. And if you are buying them, why the fuck haven't you told me?
Yeah, the boy don't eat anything.
That's true.
Andrew,
that he doesn't want to.
Please tell me you're taking a supplement, like a vitamin.
I take a vitamin, and here's the thing. My body, right? My choice.
No.
Therefore, broccoli doesn't go inside me.
Anybody can use that.
No, because here's the other thing. He wants to put a baby in me, and I'm like, your swimmers ain't going to be healthy.
Don't talk about my sperm. You don't eat.
I don't think the thing that's stopping Andrew's sperm from being healthy is vitamins. No, I think they're already fucked
there's
up.
There's a direct correlation. Yeah,
there's a laundry list of things.
I think it's the genes that would fuck up.
They're
going
to walk. It's going to take months for you to get pregnant after one time, because my sperm are going to be like, fuck, I don't want to get up. Like, slowly, like, inch up.
Yeah, no, that's probably what will happen.
New question. Opposite question. Cody, genuine times, what do you appreciate the most about Dalton?
Take your time.
What the audience doesn't know is that he just sat there and thought for 35 minutes. We actually cut
no, the
all
silence,
the silence.
The silence is in.
One thing that I really appreciate about Dalton is that every morning when I wake up, Dalton has made a fresh pot of coffee. He has filled my tumbler with coffee. He has brought my tumbler as close to my face as he virtually can without like putting it on my head while I'm asleep. The kicker is that Dalton doesn't drink coffee. He literally just gets up and makes it for me every single morning.
Nice. But you did just break down bringing you coffee in the morning into three steps. It's only one thing. So don't take that as like a bunch of credit.
I have a question, okay. Cody. Is it good coffee? Does he make it well? I think
I mean, he's not like French pressing, grinding his own beans.
How do you know you're asleep, bro?
Because I still purchase the coffee. Okay. It is pre-ground and it's going into a Ninja.
It says Folgers on
drip
the side.
Coffee.
And there's no chance Dalton has a secret French press next to the toenail cup or anything like that. It's
he French presses the toenails.
It's a Mr. Coffee.
Toenail milk.
Yes, I've become very accustomed to it, and now if I wake up and there is not coffee within like 24 centimeters of my head, I'm like, hello, what the fuck is happening?
Hello?
Yeah, I've very quickly spoiled him.
Did you fall and bump your silly little head?
Cody starts writing a mean review on Yelp about Dalton. Doesn't make coffee consistently, yeah. No mint on the pillow.
One star husband. Laura, what is your favorite thing about Andrew?
And then we cut. Oh, then we cut to a new segment.
That's it.
Okay. So I think the thing that I most appreciate about Andrew is, like you all know from listening to the podcast, how fucking funny he is.
He is?
What?
He's a silly boy. Yeah. We love him.
That's like, you know, that's why I became friends with him, why I fell in love with him, why I keep him around.
Mm-hmm. Silly boy.
But yeah, just that he makes me laugh in any situation. In all situations.
Sometimes too many situations, right?
Sometimes I do. I'm like, Stone, it's not everything's a fucking joke.
Like, we're at a funeral. Stop, please.
You do, I will say, turning this into another insult, You do use comedy to deflect a lot.
Oh, I fucking, yeah. I know I do. Because I want to diffuse tension with it's a light joke. I'm still taking it serious, but little joke. Let me come back
to it. Yeah. But okay, so that's what I love about Andrew.
I love it. You can spin a character flaw in a million ways and just get
it. I
know.
It seems like I have that.
That's another, that's in the win column for Andrew.
It's funny, and it just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. In therapy, it just keeps going. Well, these questions are great, but I think now that we've caught up to speed on what we all said behind your backs, let's play a different kind of game. You guys ever hear of an old classic called the Newlywed Game?
What is it? Explain it to me in great detail.
No, I think I'm just way too young for it. I've never
theme song inserted now.
It's really easy. So round one partner from each couple will leave the room. I will ask the remaining group a series of questions about their respective marriages. Then we'll bring back in the other three. They'll try to guess what their partners answered. Then round two, we'll flip the partners around and ask a new set of questions. The winning team does get a prize, and I will be keeping score.
What's the prize? Because if it's not worth our time, we're not going to play.
So
the prize will be revealed later.
You can't throw a prize at Dalton's face. He's too
competitive. I'm starting to think there's not a prize.
There's definitely not a prize.
I mean, if I were to guess, nah.
There's not a prize.
All right, so for round one, Laura, Cody, and Alyssa, we're going to be asking you three questions. Some questions have more than 1 point possible.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Laura, obviously you don't tell me, I'm the host, but I'm also doubling as myself, your husband, so don't show me your answers.
Oh, I see. Honor system over there. Okay.
Honor system. All right, guys. Are you ready to put your marriage to the test?
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of people will listen to this. You included. Uh-huh. You're part of that dozen.
10, and they will maybe judge 20. You.
Yeah. Okay. Question one. If you and your spouse won the lottery, what would be the first thing you'd want to buy for the two of you if you won the lottery?
Are there any rules like this can't be a basic boring answer? Like
no, it can be whatever you think Dalton will be able to guess that you answered. All right. Question number two. What is something you and your spouse will never agree on? Question number three. And this one is actually a three-point question. There are three things you're going to write down here. What are your spouse's favorite movie, musician, or band? And number three, sandwich.
Okay, so this is what I think Dalton's is or what Dalton said about me.
Yeah, so you are going to answer what you think Dalton's favorite movie, band, and sandwich are, and then I'm going to ask Dalton what his actual answers are, and we'll see if you were correct.
Oh, shoot, I can think of the songs, but, like, what is the name of the band?
All right. You guys are all done?
I'm done.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring back in Mike and Dalton. Go ahead and come back on in, folks. All right, welcome back. We just asked...
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
Wow. We just asked these three a series of questions about marriage, and I am going to ask these questions of you three, including I'm asking myself because I need to guess what Laura wrote down. So let's find out which person knows their partner best, starting with Cody. Dalton, I asked Cody, if you and your spouse could win the lottery, what would be the first thing you'd want to buy?
I would say it's either...
Mm-mm, you can only pick one answer. Set this precedent right now.
Okay.
Yeah. One and done. I love it.
That's
our HR rep, folks.
It is one answer, but it has two parts.
Okay.
It would be a home with an attached solarium or like a greenhouse.
Aww. Oh, shit. I love that, and I love how specific it is.
Yeah.
Cody, what did you actually write down?
I wrote down our first home, complete with a greenhouse and a hot tub.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, he went bigger than you, Dalton, and a hot tub.
I had to give something to Dalton.
Well, Dalton dreams higher.
I'm going to give you guys a bonus point because you both answered with that extra detail of the greenhouse. Well done.
Yeah.
Good job, honey.
You guys can't see they did a gay kiss. And it was beautiful. And gay and beautiful. All right, Mike. Same question. If you and Alyssa won the lottery, what would be the first thing you'd want to buy? I asked Alyssa, Mike, what do you think she answered?
I would say, being the practical person that Alyssa is, she probably did something very practical and boring that'd pay off all our debts. And,
And Alyssa, show me paying off all the debts.
Okay, so will you count it? Because I did write savings. So basically, yeah, like...
I feel like that's not the same
But that's
thing.
What I mean, like, pay... Like, just
I feel like
that's
not a purchase.
That's not a... yeah, that's not... Boo.
Here's the thing.
Boo, your answer's right. Bad. Savings you should feel bad.
But in general, that's he knew close. What I'd go with. Like, is that
it's
the general,
the same
like...
intent, right?
I'm your saving network. Up money.
The other woman on loans. The show, I totally know what she meant.
Yeah. I just meant in general. Like, yeah, so it involves paying off your loans, getting stuff in savings, getting stuff in, like, getting some fucking
nest egg.
Here's what I'm willing to do. Yeah.
Give him a half point.
I'm willing
a point.
To count that as a half point.
Okay.
And if you can get another half point somehow throughout the questions, we'll add them to this and you'll get a point.
You'll get a full point.
Laura, if we won the lottery, I think you would also be practical. But I think you'd specifically say pay off the debt.
Oh, no!
You didn't get it!
Oh, shit! She said savings because women confuse those two things and never say
that. I was just simplifying the answer. No.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Laura?
Okay. I wrote down payoff student loans. It was my second answer. My first answer.
You only get one answer.
You only get one goddamn answer.
Well, I just put it down because I thought of it.
She was ready to cheat in case.
I'm a teacher. Yeah. I over-prepare.
She's being thorough.
Okay, so first answer was a new house / upgrade this house that we live in, specifically a kitchen. If we won the lottery, 100%.
Yeah, but the first thing I'd do is pay off this house, a.k.a. our debt.
We got a zero.
We got a zero.
I'm not going to give you a half point, Andrew. As the new leader of this game, no. I'm not going to give you a half point.
Question numero 2-0. Cody was asked, what is something you and your spouse will never agree on?
Oh, God.
Dalton, what do you think Cody wrote down? What is something you and your spouse will never agree on?
I don't have a fucking clue.
This is a hard one. I don't even know what I was.
I feel like we agree on a lot of things. Cody doesn't agree with that.
You both don't like coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to help you out, dude.
Yeah, listen to Andrew. That's kind of the route I went down.
About the coffee?
But not coffee.
He's giving you hints, dude.
Yeah. Cheater.
Those aren't even allowed. Take them.
I'll allow it. It was a half point on the board. Half point on the board.
It's not helping. I can see the blankness in his eyes.
That's his normal look.
Gotta Three. Give us something.
We will never agree about beer.
Mm. Ooh. I can see why you went that route after what I said. That is not what I said.
Oh, no. What did you say?
What did you say, Cody?
I said celery.
Celery is your most heated
disagreement. What are the disagreements in your house about celery?
Oh, my goodness.
There's physical altercations over celery.
Your marriage is going to last a lifetime if that's your biggest qualm is celery.
Okay, Cody, what is your stance on celery? Dalton, counterpoint.
I love celery. It's crunchy, it's relatively cheap, and it tastes like nothing. So celery is just a vessel for dips and spreads. I love celery with ranch dressing. I love celery with roasted pine nut hummus. Love it. And I have tried to force Dalton to try it about 69 different ways. And he still doesn't care for it.
Now, can I ask a follow-up?
Sure.
Has Dalton ever taken a bite of it?
Yes,
he has. Yeah, because
has he ever taken a bite of it without peanut butter? Because I know Dalton, and that would be the way to get him to eat things, is to put peanut butter all over it.
I'm not a dog, Mike.
You are kind of. No, go ahead. What's your counterpoint about celery? Arguably.
No, my counterpoint is that it's disgusting. It is a piece of green, wet, corrugated cardboard that tastes like the under...
Corrugated cardboard? Yes.
No,
it is.
I
that
agree
tastes like
you.
The underside of pavement.
Yeah, out of all vegetables, it is probably the most bitter tasting.
It has no caloric or nutritional value. You burn more calories eating it than you get from the actual food itself.
Some of us need that. Not all of us have, you know, an all-day work routine and fucking creatine in our veins.
That's true. Okay? That's true. And I think you both raise good points. I think it is healthy. It is versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you can use it with many dips, but it is disgusting. That's also true. I think you both have good points.
It's a lot like me in a lot of ways.
You're not disgusting.
Hey, you are not bitter, and you are not corrugated cardboard. I'll say that right now. I don't even know you that well. You're a delicious kind of cardboard, if anything.
Yeah,
Mike. Right, same question we asked Alyssa. What is something you and your spouse never agree on, Mike? What do you think Alyssa wrote as her answer?
I wrote celery, and here's why. what would we never agree
on? We're all so passionate.
I think the thing, okay, what will we not agree about? It's who should do the dishes after cooking.
Oh,
that's what
okay.
I think.
Oh my God.
Oh
okay.
My
dishes.
First of all, Alyssa just showed her answer. The answer was Alyssa?
Dishes.
Yes. 1 point.
We are constantly disagreeing on when they should get done, who should do them.
I think it's okay for dishes to be in, like, half the sink, because we have a double sink. Like, hey, half of the sink, that's dish place, that's the dish land, and I will get to it tomorrow. It's not going to get done, because I just spent all night making dinner. I put a lot of work into dinner. I put a lot of effort into it.
He's trying to make himself sound better, because that is not at all true. We have a double sink, whatever that's called, and he will put dishes in both of them filled to the tippy top and go, I'll get to them in the morning.
Hey, no.
So
I corral the dishes. Space. I've heard you. I've heard your standpoint. You like to have part of the sink open. I open part of the sink now, baby.
Guys.
Yes.
I hear both your sides. I think I need to isolate you. I would like to cross-examine Alyssa. Alyssa, would you mind please taking the stand? And what are you swearing on today?
I'm swearing on the number one issue of Superman.
I love it. And rare.
Yeah. Fun fact, you can swear on anything in the Library of Congress.
That's true.
You know, you might as well just like pick something that's super rare so you can see it.
Okay, Alyssa, do you believe that dishes should be done on a consistent basis?
Yes. I want them done by the end of the day, sink cleared. At least in the dishwasher.
Objection. Objection.
No, you've had your turn.
On what grounds?
I disagree. And I'd like to approach the bench.
Overruled.
And I'd like to take the stand.
Overruled.
I'd like to approach myself.
I think is the right.
Okay.
Is the one word.
And I will say why. And I will say why. Because I get up earlier, so I'm usually making breakfast. And if I don't have space in the sink to rinse things and actually like properly cook, it's very annoying. It feels like then it falls to me, and then I have to spend my morning doing dishes. And that's no one wants that. When you're half asleep. No one wants to do dishes at that point.
Counter argument. I don't think she should feel that way.
Michael,
here's
Michael, take the other stand, please.
Yes, sir. I'm on the stand.
Thank you. Thank you. What are you swearing on today?
I'm swearing on today. This is a deck of Digimon cards, and they're from 1998. And
sustained. I'll allow it.
They're mint.
Michael, I just asked your wife a very important legal question. Now, Michael. May I ask, is there one person who does the dishes more than the other?
No, Your Honor. There are. We split the housework evenly.
Your Majesty, please.
Yeah, Your Majesty. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this. But Your Majesty, we split the dishes evenly. I'm constantly...
Objection.
I do the dishes alone.
On what grounds?
Slander. Slander lies.
Mike, take that back.
I don't think you can just say slander. She does the dishes a good amount. It could be a little bit more, but a good amount. And that's my compliment to you. And to further my point, here's my thing. I cook most of the time. Should I be constantly cooking and doing the dishes? I make a lot of dishes, and I try to put some of them in the dishwasher as I go. But, you know, occasionally there will be a few left. And do I want to do them that night? No, I want to sit and be with my wife at the dinner table. How we're supposed to, like you see in old Swanson TV dinner commercials. That's how what America was founded on.
Alyssa, if you could put a number on it, mm-hmm. what is the most amount of days Mike has let dishes sit?
I will say 3, only because by that point I am going crazy and I've cleaned them myself.
Overruled.
Oh, so in other words, what you're saying, under oath,
mm-hmm. is that theoretically it could go longer.
Is that it could go longer because you were the one after 72 hours, ladies and gentlemen. These dishes piled up. Mike, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Yes, I do.
Your okay, majesty. Final statement. Final I'm statement. I'm about ready to freak out on you,
final
bro.
Statement. Not 2 days ago, I made a chorizo paella by hand. Okay? All right? I sourced the rice statement. At the local Vaughn's.
I bought
Exhibit
the rice.
One, the
she got the rice that I no. picked out.
Can I say objection
what?
To that?
You're going to object? Yeah. You can't You Dalton? Can't object my
Dalton,
recipe.
Dalton has an objection. Let's hear it, Dalton.
I just don't think Mike would do something like that.
Would make a chorizo paella?
Objection Mike. Line under oath.
No, you're right, because I bought the rice.
Oh, okay. So. Oh. She bought the rice.
We will
she
need to
see
receipts.
She bought the
rice. But continue, Mike.
I did cook the meal. I am a great cook. You might not know it by looking at me. I look like an order out kind of person. I look like a DoorDash type of individual. But I put sweat and blood and tears. It took 3 hours. And at the end of that, guess what? I still did all the dishes. And guess what else? I cook like a fucking boss. Because I am a house husband.
He's a great cook.
Yes, thank you very much.
I'm ready to make my final verdict. If
as long as it's in favor of me.
If both defendant and the other one could rise.
Yes, sir.
Legal terms?
I would like to render my verdict in favor of Dalton for making coffee every single morning for Cody.
You know what? Fair.
Way to go.
Fair.
Do we get a point for
Mike
that?
Mike is a he very good it. Cook, but I also believe that you could leave dishes for weeks.
We leave mm-hmm. them for
But well, I do okay. too, and I can't.
You know what, though? I'm going to interject. I feel like all of this has just been a ploy, Andrew, so you don't have to answer the question yourself.
Oh,
so
it is my
turn.
We're
going to move to you.
You're right. What is something you and your spouse will never agree on? I ask myself. I asked Laura earlier. We will never agree on the chefs in the kitchen.
Oh, that would have been a really good one, but that's not what I put.
For those of you who don't know, when they bought their house, there were these adorable little chefs on the wall.
Adorable, and
adorable,
stretch.
Adorable, and not were. Present
are.
They
are,
still.
And they're there. Slightly terrified.
I'm Team Andrew. I think they should stay because they're fun.
You know
they're kitschy
what?
And fun.
They're weird, and yeah, I kind of agree with Andrew slightly. They're original to the house. It's like, I don't know, tearing down stained glass windows or, you know,
right.
beautiful exposed
exactly
wooden beams.
Exactly the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're Da Vinci's. All right, straight yeah. up. All right, what'd you put, though? You didn't put chefs?
No, I put the books are good. Like, what? Andrew doesn't read. Andrew doesn't read.
Books are good?
I might have said
answer.
That dumb. I'm so tired, guys. It's like 11:12, and I've been up since 5, and yeah. I'm like not fully functioning. Yes.
Books are good, and yeah. Andrew does not read well. But
it's true. I'm not well.
That word you had. He just Andrew never reads, and I never grew up like thinking about my wedding, but I did grow up thinking I would meet the love of my life in a bookstore.
Aww.
And that did not happen because
you
Andrew
got the opposite
doesn't,
of that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Top like, 3 favorite books go, Laura.
Me?
Yes.
She won't she oh, doesn't have an answer.
I don't have an answer
she
for that.
She doesn't have a favorite. There's
They're
many times.
I read too many. I get oh
she really likes the alphabet, though.
Mm-hmm. I do.
She loves it. What's your favorite letter?
Sesame Street. Oh, my favorite letter is definitely L.
That's her Laura. Name. She's so selfish. Cody was asked, what are your spouse's, Dalton's, favorite movie, musician slash band, and sandwich? 3 possible points in this one question. Mm-hmm. Dalton, what is your favorite movie?
For all the marbles.
Toy Story.
Ooh.
Oh.
Cody, what do you got?
Oh, wait, are we
going
to
do
one by
Toy Story?
One, or should he do all of them?
Yeah, because I have all my answers on the same page.
Yeah. So should he just answer all of them first?
Oh, I get you. Yeah. Okay, Dalton. Favorite movie, favorite band, favorite sandwich. Go.
Yeah. Okay, Toy Story.
You said Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. MGK.
MGK for the band.
Ice cream.
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich.
Wow, that is... that is
honestly, okay, he didn't say ice cream. Fine. Grilled cheese.
Ooh. Okay.
I have a feeling that I didn't get any of these right.
Okay, for favorite movie, I said The Sandlot, which Dalton has often told me was his favorite movie as a kid.
It is good. It's a good movie.
For musician, I did say MGK.
Nice, 1 point.
And for sandwich, I said peanut butter because Dalton is obsessed with peanut butter.
I am just peanut butter?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Classic, all-American. I like a strawberry.
I'm sorry.
Mike, same question. You're a loser. What is your favorite movie? Who's your favorite band? What's your favorite sandwich?
Okay. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Favorite movie. Favorite band. Alyssa, I guess you put down The Shins. Because they make some of my favorite songs. But lately I would say it's Hotel Mira. Lesser known. Sort of alt-rock band.
You get to pick one, Michael.
So... okay, The Shins, fine. And sandwich, I would say Italian sub.
Solid.
All right, Alyssa, solid. What did you guess?
Well, we started off strong because I definitely said Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, favorite movie. Musician or band? I actually went with Sufjan Stevens.
With who? What's his first name?
Wow.
I mean, Sufjan.
No, Alyssa, go ahead. What's Mr. Stevens' first name?
Sufjan.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan?
Go ahead. And what was his favorite sandwich?
I think I'm holding down on this because your favorite sandwich, sir, is a chicken sandwich. Every place we go.
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, you're every right. Place spicy chicken sandwich overrules Italian.
Yeah.
But I thought we were talking about like sub sandwiches.
But every place we go, you're like, do they have a good chicken sandwich? Do they have a good chicken sandwich? It's always your concern.
It's my favorite sandwich of all time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, let's hear your answers.
Okay. I have to ask you. Okay. My favorite movie, my favorite band, my favorite sandwich. Favorite movie, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Classic.
Are you kidding? What did you call it? The Prestige?
I put The Prestige. That's what you always told me was your favorite movie.
The Prestige is one of the most narratively brilliant films of all time, though. Good Will Hunting is my favorite movie.
And you know what's funny
The reveals, both major twists in The Prestige are some of the best I've ever seen.
They're good.
You know what's
funny?
I'm
a sucker for twists.
Is that in our bedroom, we have three movie posters, and it is literally The Prestige, Good Will Hunting, and Eternal Sunshine. All the movies that are just referenced.
That's adorable.
So...
And then, favorite band. Oh, God. You can go two ways with it. I'm going to go Radiohead.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Tell me your favorite of all time, though, too, because I probably wrote it down as well.
All time? I don't know. I'm scared now.
I already got, first off, my first answer was Radiohead. But I want to see if I can get the other one, too.
Of all time.
Well, because you know she wrote down another for extra credit.
Tall Heights.
Yes, that was my second.
Boom.
Okay, sandwich.
I think you would have thought sub as well, and I always go Italian. I do always go Italian, but my favorite all-time sandwich of any other place, I'm not done thinking out loud, is the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
I put the sandwich you probably ate goddamn today, the Panera with the sun-dried tomato bread and the chicken and shit, you bitch.
How dare you? Fuck
this up, Andrew.
You literally have 0 points.
We have none. We have
no
points.
No, you guys got Radiohead.
No, wait, we got Radiohead.
You have one. You have one. Point.
Radiohead.
Okay, we'll leave. Goodbye.
Well done, guys. Okay, so far, our score stands at 1 point for myself and Laura. And the other two couples are tied at 3.
Yeah.
With that half point fusion coming in.
I call bullshit. I call bullshit.
After the commercial break, we'll find out on round 2 who can sweep the lead.
Yeah.
And now what's that? An incoming transmission from a strange new world. From planet Earth. This transmission comes from a real life sponsor.
A hard-fought battle today.
Oh yes, my steel hasn't tasted blood like that in ages.
The screams, I fear, will haunt my dreams tonight.
Oh yes, a good-fought one she was. But my body is racked from the cold winds, and the stench of the bodies plagues me so.
Care for some oolong tea?
Ah, yes, that would be lovely. And maybe we'll light a little candle. Ooh, a scented candle? Yes. Firelight Fables has carefully curated scented candles fit for any warrior after a fierce battle. Mmm, a scented candle does calm me so. And they're crafted with non-toxic fragrances like essential oils and a natural coconut apricot wax, which means they're soy-free. A healthy alternative. Made by a true dungeon master for all who love battling like us. One would almost say they whisk you away to a magical world built with high fantasy. And listen to that woodwick crackle. This tea is delicious. Visit firelightfables.com today and treat your nose to something magical.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
All right, round two coming up. Let's have Cody, Alyssa, and Laura leave the room. We're going to ask three new questions. Question number one. Dalton, Mike, and myself.
Oh, God.
If money was no object, where would you and your spouse live? And bonus points, how would you spend most of your time? All right, all good?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, question number two, and this is worth 3 points.
Oh, God.
1 point per answer. If your spouse had to bring 3 objects on a desert island, what would they be?
None of these are going to be right. I don't feel confident with that.
All right, and last question, what is a household chore your spouse does better than you? All right, and if everyone has their answers written down, let's go ahead and welcome back Cody, Laura, and Alyssa back to the show. Let's find out what they think we answered. All right, welcome back, guys. We asked 3 new questions. So, Cody, we asked Dalton, if money was no object, where would you and your spouse live? And then bonus points if you can guess, how would you spend most of your time?
Can I ask a question for all of the wives on this call?
Yes.
When the husbands were answering, did they answer on a global map or within the United States?
He left it open.
Okay, so I'm going to say San Diego.
Okay, San Diego. And how would you spend most of your time?
Outside.
Just doing outdoor activities.
No, literally just standing outside doing absolutely nothing but breathing. Oh,
sounds
great.
Amazing. Sounds great. Dalton, what did you write down?
I wrote down San Diego.
San Diego!
And I put plants/plant shop.
Yeah, outside.
Plants are outside.
Heard the lottery question in the previous round, in addition to the fact that money is no object in this hypothetical lifestyle of ours, we would clearly have that greenhouse with our home in San Diego, which would be outside of the home.
And it's that's good where lawyering, but I would give him a half point.
See, I feel like if I don't give Dalton a half point, he's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, I will come for you. Well, I know where you live.
All right, I'll give you a half point. Plants are outside. Okay. I did give you 1.5 points for that.
Thank you. Shut up, Alyssa.
Mike and Alyssa, if money was no object, where would you and your spouse live and how would you spend your time? I asked Mike. Alyssa, what do you think Mike answered?
So we've talked about this, but like where we are is where Mike wants to be. Like his dream is to be in the film industry here in LA. I'm kind of tempted to say here, but like in a nicer area, in a house that we can actually afford. So if money was no object, like we'd actually like be in the hills in a nice house. But that just feels like such a boring answer.
How would you spend most of your time?
Oh, Mike would have, they have their greenhouse. Mike would have his own like menagerie, 100%.
Menagerie?
Okay.
Like menage a trois?
Yeah, well, a menagerie of animals. He'd have a bunch of animals. He'd have a bunch of pets. Is that not what a menagerie is?
Menagerie, a collection of live animals for study or display.
That's what it is.
You're right.
I thought a menagerie was like a type of quilt or something.
No.
He'd either spend his free time collecting animals and pets for a little menagerie, or he would create this epic man cave that's like a little movie theater, has all the comic books he could ever want.
Which one would you pick?
One.
You have to choose
one.
I'm going to go comics. I'll flip it.
Mike, what do you got? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Los Angeles. Like a nicer part of Los Angeles for sure, which I don't think is boring. I think that would be super exciting.
No, LA is amazing.
Yeah, to start over awesome. Like in like a nice part of LA.
Yeah.
But yeah. While you're right, I would do both of those things. I would definitely adopt a lot more animals, and I would have a man cave with a bunch of ridiculous shit in it. But what I think I would spend most of my time doing is creative stuff, like filmmaking and like podcasting and stuff. Yeah. Realistically, that's what I would spend most of my time doing. You know? So yeah.
Laura, where would I want to live and what would I want to do?
If money was no object, California would be where you lived. Do I need to be more specific?
Live right next to
no,
us.
No, you don't, because I just wrote down California.
Okay. Yeah.
The whole
state. We would
state.
Definitely move back. So, like, really the only thing that we really like doing is, like, going out to really cool restaurants and stuff.
That's exactly what I wrote. I wrote down California eating food.
We like it a food.
Andrew would become a side food critic.
That would be amazing.
Maybe in California, yeah. Andrew yeah. will learn to appreciate vegetables.
I will not.
Oh my gosh.
I will not do that.
Someday. It didn't happen the first time around. I doubt it would happen the second time.
Question two, Cody. I asked Dalton, if your spouse had to bring three objects on a desert island, what would they be?
Oh, geez.
What three objects would you actually bring to a desert island? And you get 1 point per correct thing.
I would probably say my animals. Do those count as objects?
Sure.
It's a hard question. Pickles.
Pickles.
And maybe like a Kelly Clarkson CD or an okay. iPod full of
Dalton's
Kelly Clarkson
gonna
music.
He's going to fucking die. He's bringing animals, just general animals. Pickles and a Kelly Clarkson CD.
I'm not thinking survival mode. I'm thinking like I'm on a retreat. What three things do I want to bring with me?
A deserted island. Yeah.
No, this is no. This is a desert island.
Don't tell me about a deserted island. I live in Parma, Missouri.
He's living it.
Did you have animals and a Kelly Clarkson CD?
And pickles.
And pickles.
I love that those are those your actual answers? Now that you know it's a desert island.
I'm guessing not.
No, you might as well just go with it. Just keep it.
Keep it as is?
Keep it as is.
My husband has lost all sense of competitiveness.
I swear to God, if you have all three of those...
That's so funny.
So I have one out of the three.
It's okay. A Kelly Clarkson CD.
I have Tank and Leo.
Aww.
On, but the other two items that I had were his Switch and his vape.
Wow. Mm.
Okay.
Because you get real cranky when you don't have it.
Oh.
Yeah. I get that.
Is this a fucking intervention for me?
We're tired of eating fucking episode. Pickles, okay?
Yeah.
Give it up.
Clarkson, the pickle, it has to stop. You guys got 1 point from that.
Ooh.
And you do have a half point lingering. Mike and Alyssa, though. Mike, we asked you if your spouse had to bring three objects on a desert island, what would she bring? Alyssa, what three objects would you bring?
I had the same inkling as Cody. Like, I'm not thinking practical. Like, for example, you say the CD and your guys' answer is, but it's deserted. You guys don't have a CD player. Like, I'm just thinking, like, what are your three
things
you want?
Well, then say it, babe.
But I will
I can
say...
still die looking at Kelly Clarkson's
yeah.
face.
But see how... But Mike kept yelling.
She's my Wilson.
Being like, oh, you're just going to die with a CD. So I'm thinking he went practical. So something I'd bring is a ham radio. Be bringing that. And you know what else I would bring? Is a good pillow. I need to fall asleep on this deserted island.
Underrated,
I need,
honestly. On an
I need comfy. Sure. I need comfy things to sleep.
I love it.
And yes, and finally... Oh, I would totally bring some entertainment. I would bring, like, my cell phone or, like, a Switch.
Right.
Okay, fair.
Okay, here's reasons. What I said.
Mike, what did you say?
I said Claritin.
The drug Claritin?
I'm allergic to trees. What trees are on a deserted island? It's just sand.
Oh, many.
Palm trees, bro.
I'm not allergic to those.
Okay, books. And radio.
Hey,
so I got one of the
three. So you got radio. You got one.
Yeah.
Wow. Laura, what three That's objects would you actually bring?
Sunscreen, books,
Smart.
Goose.
Smart.
Sunscreen, books, and goose. Oh, wait, I was supposed to say what I would guess first, right?
No.
Oh, well. I wrote down books, so I got one.
That's one.
And then I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know. I don't. Here's an honest thing. I don't think you'd survive on a desert island very long.
Well, I would survive longer than you.
No, you wouldn't.
Bitch, yeah. You don't even know how to get around.
I wouldn't ever.
This guy GPS's how to get to the grocery store still, and we've lived here like a year.
Yeah. Desert islands don't have grocery stores?
Oh my
There's no need to GPS? Irrelevant.
Also, I just get the vibe that Andrew would not be the most open to eating strange things in order to live.
No, he wouldn't. No. You would have to eat, you would have to survive on like
coconut. As long as it's not
stuff.
Vegetation, I'll eat any bug or any kind of meat.
Raw fish.
The dude would just fall asleep on the sand, and then he would just like wake up and be like, I can't, I'm too tired to get up. And then he would just die in the sun.
Yeah.
I would find shade. Furthermore, I would never find myself on a desert island to begin with.
What's your third answer? That you wrote
okay,
down.
No, I put okay, I put books. And then I didn't know what you'd pick. I thought you'd go practical, so I wrote down fire.
You just bring fire.
You're just gonna bring a fire.
Not bring matches or a lighter.
And a gun.
What? So we're still losing.
We're still losing. We're still losing very, very much. We got 1 point. Nice. It's very, very close. Dalton and Cody are leading by 1.5 point.
Ooh. Wow.
So final question.
So we have to get this one right.
Which is actually, no, it's only worth one. I changed it. That's right. Cody, I asked Dalton, what is a household chore that your spouse does better than you? Cody, what chore do you believe you actually do better than Dalton?
All of them.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. That's not my answer. True.
That's the realness.
I will say that Dalton and I are actually pretty good about dividing and doing the chores. We both will do everything. Dalton has even changed Leo's litter box once or twice, which he does not like doing.
Nope.
But out of all of the household chores, I believe that I am better at folding and putting away laundry than Dalton. Dalton will do it, but in the back of his mind, he knows that he's going to put things in the wrong place. And I'm just going to come behind him and put them where they belong. So like, there's really no point in him trying because like, he'll fold a towel and I'll immediately pick it up and like refold it the way I want it folded.
It's true.
But then at the same time, if he doesn't offer to help me, I'm going to yell at him for being a dick. So I would say laundry.
It's a lose-lose situation.
So laundry.
Household.
Okay. Dalton, what did you write down?
Yeah.
Laundry. Oh.
Laundry.
Nice. Good job, laundry. Nice.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and lead us off because... Okay. Actually, Alyssa, go ahead. You first.
So... It's what Mike wrote that he thinks I do better.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So my first instinct was dishes, but we just had this discussion earlier, and he very much thinks that he does dishes equal ground. So
adequately.
I don't think I don't think he'd answer that. So I'll say that I do groceries. Because this bum, if it's his turn to do groceries, he just goes straight for the app and he'll just order them all for pickup. And I'm like, no, you gotta like, that's not how you find the best deals, man. You gotta like be there in person. So I'll go to multiple grocery stores sometimes
oh
to get
gosh.
Like the better deals.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Here's what I
so,
do.
They're so close. For me, they're so no, close to each other. I hit up Aldi's for like the cheap like produce.
I get that. I used to do that. Now I'm an evolved man. My money is also time.
Is that what you
and
call
my
it?
Time is also money. Yeah. Hey, watch yourself, okay? I would say that I do go right to the app, which I think is fine because I can still clip coupons and enter them into the app. So that's just time
saving. You can do that in person too.
Vacuuming. You do vacuuming better than me.
You do your fair share.
You found like better heads to use on like different fabrics and stuff, and I don't do that. I use one head on all the surfaces.
What?
We paid so much money for a Dyson, and then just use one head and one set
as
for everything.
It's a generalist vacuum. Mike, is that what you wrote down was vacuum?
I wrote down vacuuming.
Wow.
And you're
no
right, it is
you.
Really specific.
Wow.
No point. Yeah. There's no physical way
we're not gonna
that
win.
We can win, but let's see if we at least had the right answer.
Okay.
What is a household chore that you do better than me?
It's a bra...
Broad, you're gonna. There's
broad
so many,
category.
Right?
Okay, specifically, Andrew sucks at putting away the groceries. Yeah. Like, I literally take the bags out of his hands and I go, "Oh, honey." But like, I also am better at cooking, so it's like I would have also put cooking as the chore I'm better.
Which
at.
One would if you had to if you had to pick one?
Grocery shopping.
Damn it! Was it was cooking.
You guys had 50-50.
I do suck at both. To be fair, I suck at both really significantly.
That makes sense.
I feel that.
Well, guys, we have a very clear winner here. Coming in at third place is myself and Laura with 4 points.
A respectable 4.
A respectable 4. Mike and Alyssa sitting at 5 points.
Clap for us.
That's how many fingers I should have.
That's right.
Dalton and Cody coming in first place, gold medal with 6.5 points.
Yes.
Nice.
Good job, buddy.
Very well done. And your prize is that tomorrow morning, Cody, Dalton's going to make you a great cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. Bullshit.
I knew there wasn't a fucking prize.
I can't
you
wait.
You baby-faced liar. The
prize is that you get to give a victory speech.
I think it's funny that the couple that's been together the longest, arguably married the longest, lost.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It was rigged from the fucking start. Okay? There was collaboration behind the scenes. I'm sure he gave you the questions early.
Yeah.
You guys probably have
secret
codes.
You guys actually got married off air just to get to know one another better. It's cheating.
It's all cheating. Yeah. It's all bullshit.
I will say, like, this has given me a lot of... a lot of confidence in Andrew's integrity, because as the host who is also somehow playing the game, his wife did terribly, so he clearly did not give her the answers for the questions beforehand.
There was no planning before this.
We just suck.
But you pulled it together with 4 points. Good on you.
We're in love.
And we'll need HR to come because we're about to divorce on the air. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Cody and Laura for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Thank you, honey. Thanks, Laura.
Bye.
Well, folks, that's Last Call. Time for us to be on our way. Thank you for spending your evening with us here at Dungeon Radio Hour. Be on the lookout for new bonus episodes of Dungeon Radio After Hours. They'll be uploaded periodically, so keep your eyes and ears peeled. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Dungeon Radio Hour, where you can find a link tree to the rest of our socials, including Patreon. Come on back March 21st when the next main episode of Dungeon Radio Hour drops. And remember, folks, keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to adventure. Bye for now.
Syphilis also killed Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
But I don't have anything to back that up with. So
I thought you meant like
face value.
The actor of Kermit. I was ready to believe you.
Well, the actor of Kermit was Jim Henson.
Yeah.
So that would just
No, he did die of syphilis.
Oh. Mm.
Jim Henson died of syphilis. All those puppets, all those hands going inside
the
70s
were wild.
No protection. You know how many people went elbows deep in Miss Piggy?
A bunch of them.
Wow.
Kermit was right there. But Kermit likes to be cucked.
He does, and he looks like it, doesn't he?
Kermit is like, hey, I want you to fuck Miss Piggy.
All right, let's go to the actual segment. Good God, this is veering into a weird place.
No, we're going to put that in somewhere.
It doesn't deserve to be anywhere. Okay, let's go.